Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm on the road right now. I'm moving out. I graduated from college, so now I'm moving out and on to the next chapter in the saga that is this, that is my life. The show is not about my life, but I thought I just wanted to let y'all brothers know what's going on and why I'm not posting as often. I know the channel's growing a lot, and I'm extremely excited about that. I'm also very grateful to the men who have been sharing their stories, and even some women as well have been sharing their stories and their experiences, because at the end of the day, that is what really makes the difference. I can only talk from as many perspectives as possible and through giving research. And I want to highlight one special comment that kind of stood out to me recently, and it was a couple of them kind of fell into this category of men talking about their divorces and why they got divorced. And it's very interesting in that it all stems back to the women don't respect the men. Now, I'm not going to be, I don't believe it to be the woman's responsibility to submit to any man. I mean, if we look at things biblically for a second, a woman is only really supposed to submit to her husband. The problem is not a lot of men are getting married anymore because the marriage system is so corrupt. The family court system is the mafia. For anybody who's watched The Sopranos or they've watched The Godfather, you know what I'm talking about. They like to take a cut out of it. They get their fair share. The government's the same way. The state governments, the federal government, they get their kickback from men who go through divorces and the child support system, the alimony system. A lot of men end up being worth more divorced than married, and there's no incentive for the wife to stay with the husband because Uncle Sam has now become Father Sam or Sugar Daddy Sam. And it's a very unfortunate system that we're living in. But I want to highlight one particular aspect of this conversation, and it's the fact that, gentlemen, as much as we want to talk about how women need to take accountability for their behavior, and they do, make no mistake about it, a lot of us as men need to take accountability as well. So a lot of men out here are not, they're not strong men. You know, one of the listeners to the show highlighted to me that when you look at the title called Sheep Get Sheared, he highlighted that most sheep that we consider sheep are ewes, which are female sheep. And so he asked me, he said, is that meant to be kind of a jab at men for being weak? And I said, yes, actually it is. And it's not to insult you, to get you upset. It's to highlight that a lot of men today, they've fallen for the shit test that is feminism. They've fallen for the happy wife, happy life textbook answer of, oh, if I just give my wife or my girlfriend or my mama or whoever what they want, then my life's going to work out. Everything's going to be great. Unfortunately, things don't work that way. I wish I could play my on-hand on soundbite with that, but I don't have that right now. I'm just in my car driving through the state of Utah right now. But my friends, we need to really say that as women need to take accountability. This is an unavoidable fact. But we as men, we also need to take our fair share of accountability and realize that, number one, a lot of older men have sold out the young men by giving them the wrong textbook, the wrong book of life. They've told men that just give women what they want, just be a nice guy, just do this thing or that thing, and everything will work out for you. Anytime you ever hear somebody say, just do, all you got to do is X, or just do Y, or everything will work out if you do Z, never listen to that. Never listen to that. The truth resists simplicity. And my friends, when we try to simplify life too much, when we try to make things really cookie cutter, we end up making a problem even worse. Now, I make a lot of generalizations on the show. No question about it. It's for teaching purposes. It's to get you to think and decide for yourself whether you agree or disagree, so you can build the life that you want, the foundation upon which your future will be built. The problem is, a lot of us as men, we were given the wrong tools and the wrong work in the wrong job site with which to build our futures. We were told, just do this to get a wife. Just do this to get rich. Just do this to succeed in life and get what you want. The problem is, we look at education. Education makes us employees by default. If you look at the structure of the classroom, it's meant to be a pit boss who's looking at an assembly line. That was set up during the Robert Barron era, a now bygone era in American history. We look at relationships. A lot of people want to quote Ephesians when it talks and Colossians and everything when it comes to how men should treat women and how women should treat men. While there is truth in that, we need to understand there is a lot of cultural context that is being left out. And to leave it out is doing a disservice to men and to women alike. But at the as society, we need to understand that if we just quote scripture and we don't provide context, we are contributing to the problem. My friends, the fact is, women are submissive by nature. The problem is, most men are also subservient. Most men do not take a dominant stance, especially in their relationships. They're all too ready to submit to their boss, to submit to their pastor, to submit to anybody instead of themselves. Now, I'm not saying you need to be defiant. I'm not saying you need to challenge everybody. You can if you want. I encourage you to at least question them. But the problem is, a lot of men, they have a hard enough time leading themselves, and then they wonder why women are not listening to them. Gentlemen, I know that this is not something that you want to hear, but women are not just supposed to listen to you because you're a man. The Bible does not say women should just follow men, or a woman should just submit to a man. It says that they should submit to their husband. Now, I'm not saying that you should just get married. If you want to be married, then go get married. But just understand, you are not getting into the marriage that Paul was talking about. You are not getting into the marriage that's written about in the Old Testament or the New Testament. A marriage is very different. The word might be the same. The translated word from the Greek or the Hebrew might be the same, but the meaning couldn't be farther from. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of men, we are too scared to take a dominant stance in our relationship, whether it's because of the feminist movement, the to me movement, if you get what I'm saying. We don't want to take that strong stance because we think we're going to get penalized. We think that we're going to get ostracized. And there is elements of truth to that. I'm not trying to dismiss that. I know men who have gone through and done everything, quote unquote, right, only for it to get thrown back in their faces and used against them. But at the same time, a lot of us as men have consciences, and we don't want to just be an evil bad guy just to get women. So then we are stuck in this uneven category when, in my opinion, it stems down to self-leadership. Do you just say things, or do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you actually tell people, hey, we're going to go here, we're going to do that? And it could be as little as in your relationship. Do you ask the woman where she wants to go? Or do you say, hey, I'm going to Fleming's. Hey, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Hey, I'm going here. You can come with me or you can stay at home. I don't care. I'm going here. You're welcome to come with, but I'm going with or without you. That's leadership. What's not leadership is asking her where she wants to go. Most women are not good at making decisions. And so if you as a man can make decisions, you're already standing out. But I know it's very easy to mistake, for example, my passion or anybody else's passion for this conversation as being angry. I understand that. The problem is, I don't see it as anger. You're not angry, you're passionate. And I understand a lot of men have very good reason to be upset with women, especially women who perceived to have submitted to them when in fact they didn't. They were just waiting for their opportunity to monkey branch the man they actually wanted. And we see this play out in society. We see this play out in divorce court. We see this play out in whether it's married relationships or boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. We see this played out. The problem is, if you will call it out for what it is, you oftentimes get emotionally manipulated, ostracized, lambasted, and it's unfortunate. But we also need to, as men, we need to avoid the ad populum fallacy. You might say, Austin, what is the ad populum fallacy? The ad populum fallacy is a philosophical fallacy that states that the volume of belief directly corresponds to the validity of the truth. In other words, the truth is contingent upon how many people believe it. And this is false. This is untrue. And unfortunately, because we are social creatures, if enough people say, hey, women don't want to submit to you as a man, or hey, gentlemen, women can do everything a man can do, and men can do everything a woman can do. Little stuff like this, if you have enough people parrot that sentiment, it's all too easy for us to just accept it, or at the very least, just say, hey, yeah, whatever, and unconscious accept that narrative. And it can often lead a lot of men to just going their own way. I go my own way. Now, you can go your own way too if that's what you want to do. But you don't have to. I know a lot of men in my comment sections, they talk about how they've gone their own way, or maybe they want a wife, they just don't know how to find one. They want a Christian relationship, but they don't know where to find this good woman. Well, according to Solomon in Proverbs, finding a virtuous woman is more valuable than rubies. So it's not going to be free. It's not going to be easy. But if you want to do that, it's going to cost you a lot. And you still might lose. That's the kicker. You still might lose. So, gentlemen, I appreciate a lot of men coming into the comment section and then sharing their stories. Because at the end of the day, a lot of men need to hear this message, especially the younger men of my generation of Gen Z. I know that these ideas are not unique to me. They're not unique to this manosphere side of the internet. This has been around since Socrates and Plato and Aristotle. They wrote about these things. Solomon wrote about these things. This is nothing new. The form of it has simply changed. The laws have changed. Society has changed. And so we as men, we must adapt to this. We must adapt, or we're going to get what other people are currently getting or have gotten in the most recent past. So gentlemen, I appreciate you coming along for, you know, my little roadside rant here, because I know I don't have my nice camera. I don't have my nicer microphone. I'm kind of just on the road right now. And I figured, hey, you know what? I'm used to putting out about 2 episodes a day. And so when I'm out here and I don't have access to my equipment, it's in the back of my car right now, I said, I can't just be out here and not give commentary, because at the end of the day, I love that men and women, even if the people in my comment section who say, you know, say me things that are mean or hurt or whatnot, I laugh at it. Why? Because it goes back to what Jesus said. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, I'm not saying I'm Jesus. In fact, I'm the farthest thing from it. What I am saying is that sentiment rings true. There are people who don't know what they don't know. It's not that they are evil or mean or anything like that. It usually comes from a place of misunderstanding, misguided, undecided. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to make sense of what's happening around them, and they don't want to give up their current worldview. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. So, gentlemen, I understand this show might sound like it's all over the place, but the more message of the story is, I'm grateful that men are sharing their stories, because you're not alone. I can guarantee you, if you think you're alone as a married man, a divorced man, a single man who's not been married, you're not alone. The biggest demographic of men who are the most silent majority in this country and around the world are married men. For those of you who don't follow up with a lot of current events, there was a study that came out that said that only fools, shout out to Joker from Better Bachelor, the only fools creators, the OF girls, their biggest subscriber base is married men. Now, you might think that it's the incels and the guys who have neck beards and, you know, the stereotypes that people put out about this space, right? When in fact, no, it's the married men who maybe the sex has fallen off in their relationship. Maybe they're just not aroused by their wife anymore because she's out of shape. Or maybe they just don't see each other because they work really long hours. It could be anything. But they're not getting the intimacy they want. And maybe they want... Men are biologically programmed to want younger women. Not illegal activities. I didn't mean women who are of age, who are more fertile and more less damaged, more exciting than are the older women who are a little more jaded, a little more misandrist, in my estimation. And the internet reflects this. This is not an accident. You ever wonder why in the Disney stories and the old fairy tales, the old hag, you might think is like 60, 70, 80 years old? No, she's more like 40, 35. Because without makeup and the miracles of modern science, women hit the wall a lot earlier without those things. And so when we look back at the recent past and even the far distant past, older women have been jealous of younger women more than older men have been jealous of younger men, because older men have tremendous value out here. I'm not one of these young guys who pretends like, oh, us young guys have everything, you know, ahead of us, and the old guys are old has-beens. No, the older guys are supposed to be mentors. Men of my generation are supposed to look to the men of Gen X, the older millennials, the boomers, and look to them for advice and guidance. Unfortunately, a lot of them, especially in the Christian church, are henpecked, incapable of leadership, and are really just happy wife, happy life gumps. They could be nice dudes, but they're not good leaders. And so that's why if there's an old saying that goes back to the government that says if the government won't lead the people must lead the leaders. Well, if people aren't going to help lead me, then I'm going to lead me, and I'll help other people lead themselves. That's as simple as that. My friends, please let me know if you have enjoyed this roadside rant. I used to do more than I do now because my life's just been getting increasingly busy. But, my friends, I encourage you to keep sharing your stories on this show, on this channel, because at the end of the day, you are not alone, and I see some of the replies. I try to look at as many comments as I can. And a lot of men are getting a lot of good reactions and saying, hey, I thought I was alone. I'm not alone. And I think that that's beautiful. And I think that's great. So my friends, please take care of yourselves. Please feel free to think for yourself and ask questions. And don't just take what I say face value or anybody else for that matter. Please, I encourage you to think for yourself and come up with your own conclusions, because that's the only way you're truly going to understand things emotionally is if you kind of frame it in a way that's going to work best for you and in a way that you're going to best interpret it. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. I'm out of here. Peace.